Hello, my name is Tia Sanders. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 27, 2018, and I'm speaking with Tasia, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, Tasia, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Did you enjoy school?
There were some parts that I enjoyed, but mostly no. I was never the model student.
What kind of student were you?
I wasn't technically the class clown, but I was close to it. I did my work and I made good grades, but I was more remembered for my comedy and my witty sense of humor.
What would you do for fun in that time?
Well, see, I made
nothing inappropriate.
Obviously. I made every day that I went to school fun in my own way. If there were classes that I didn't like, I'd find classmates that I like to hang out with, and we'd try to make it fun by just working together on our work, or we'd sing songs or do stuff like that.
Wow. Okay. How would your classmates remember you?
They'd remember me for always making people laugh. They tell me that I used to have this thing about me that made people want to come hang out with me and talk to me.
Are you still friends with anyone from that time in your life?
Yes. Two of my best friends I actually met back in middle school, and we're still friends today.
What are your best memories of grade school or high school or college, and your worst memories?
Some of my best memories from high school would include being in ninth grade. Freshman year was really fun. I actually enjoyed the entire year, freshman year. Sophomore year was okay. Senior year was also pretty cool, I guess. I was just ready to go, though. My worst memories, I used to have this best friend, and we were really good friends. We always hung out. We hung out every day until one of her other friends, was jealous, and she told her something about me that wasn't true, and she stopped talking to me after that. She didn't even let me explain myself or anything like that. So that was one of my worst memories because, like I said, we hung out every single day. So I went from hanging out with her every day to not talking to her at all, and it was kind of just like, well, who do I hang out with now?
It must have been tough.
I mean, you know, I got over it after a while, but it was at first. I didn't even have anyone to sit with at lunch. But in college was really fun. I only went to college for a year and a half, but it was a good year and a half. I don't regret anything.
Okay. Was there a teacher or teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
Yes. I have my favorites. And they, not only were they just great teachers overall, but they taught me life lessons, too, that I see now in life everyone needs. One of my favorite teachers in middle school was Miss Nero. That was my English teacher. Miss Nero is amazing. She made sure everyone understood what she was teaching. She was an English teacher. She made sure everyone understood. Yes, Clue to be specific. And she made the class fun. It wasn't just like, oh my God, I gotta go to Clue now. Like, it was interesting. She made sure everyone was engaged. One of my other favorite teachers would be Miss Blakely. That was my third grade teacher. She is the one who encouraged my mom to transfer me to a better school so that I could learn more and be around kids that had the same educational background as me. I was at a neighborhood school at first, and she told my mom that she believed I belonged in a better school. So because of that, I feel like I was able to learn more than I would have had I stayed in the school I was in.
And because of that, I ended up going to the school that you transferred to.
Yes. Yes.
Which was John P. Freeman.
John P. Freeman. That is a good school, and I'll never tell anyone different.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from school?
Well, I'm not that old, but I can't remember much from school for some reason. Let's see. Sorry, that's our dog playing in the background. Let's see. Oh, of course. So one of my favorite stories from school that I'd want to tell everyone when they ask me is prom. Prom was perfect. And let me tell you, I didn't even want to go at first. My mom had to beg me to go to prom. I wasn't going to go to prom at all. Funny story about prom was that all of my friends, they had a date. And, you know, their dates were, like, they already had a car. They already had their license, everything. So their dates were driving them. Me, on the other hand, I had to drive my date. And I just couldn't understand. I was like, I'm the girl. I'm supposed to be in the passenger seat, you know. So I go to pick him up, and we realize that he does not match my dress. His, like, the essence of his suit does not match my dress. It was the wrong shade of peach. And we still took pictures anyway. And when we got to the venue that we had our prom at, he would act like my boyfriend. He would be like, "You can't dance with her. You can't dance with her. Stop." And we were all confused as to, like, what are you doing? Like, we were all laughing. And so eventually my friends told me, they were like, "He's really cramping your style tonight. What are you going to do?" I said, "I don't know." So I went up to him and I said, "Hey, my friends and I are going to go out after prom. Do you think you could find another ride?" And he was okay with it. He was like, "Yeah." And that was the plot twist. I thought I was going to hurt his feelings. I wasn't trying to, but I was glad he wasn't hurt from it. So then after prom, all of my friends went out with me, and we just had a great time. And I didn't get home until 5 o'clock in the morning. I had never had that much freedom before at school like that. So that was like one of the best days in high school of my entire time I was there.
That sounds great.
Yep.
I'd like to ask some more questions just to make this a bit longer. What is your favorite? What's your first memory of me?
My first memory of you is the day you got home. You were in a little car seat, and I remember looking at you and I'm saying, "Mom, why is she so, like, why is her skin so light? Is this my sister?" Like, I didn't know any better. I was younger. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was 7, I think. Was I 7?
You were 6 and a half.
Okay, well, I'm going on 7. But I remember asking my mom, like, "Is this my baby sister? Because she doesn't look like us." And, you know, newborns have to basically grow into their pigmentation, or other way around. Their pigmentation gradually develops. And just from that day on, I was just so fascinated with her. I always wanted to hold her and pick her up and play with her. But, you know, you can't do that for newborns, especially if you're a younger child. So I just would always be around my mom and observe and ask her questions. That was my first memory.
Was there a time when you didn't like me?
Yes. At some point, we all have older siblings who bully the crap out of us. I was one of those siblings. And it was only because, you know, there was an age difference. There's a huge age difference. There's a 7-year difference between our ages. And sometimes you don't get along with your younger sibling. And they tend to annoy you, but they're not trying to. It's just that they're younger and you're older. So I did used to bully her, and she'd cry. And for some reason, this went on for like maybe a couple years. But then as we both got older, it just stopped. And I realized, like, that's not what big sisters should do. And I became more mature. And now I love her.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was the last question. How old are you, by the way?
I am 23 years old.
I guess that was the last question. Okay. Bye.